This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Part of our character we call courage because courage makes all the difference. Is that part of your life? It's a virtue, is it? Part of the character that you are? Courage. It was Mark Twain who said that courage is not the absence of fear, but the management of fear. I think that's a good quote. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the management of fear. It's what we need to do what is right and to do what is best, not only for ourselves, but for others in a world where there are many fears, in which there are many troubles, and there are hardships, aren't there? There's difficulties. There are things that would come toward us and hurt us, so we need courage. It's what we need in the time when we have those fears to do what is right. There are many stories in the Bible about courage with those who are pursuing freedom. For example, in the Old Testament, the story of David, the shepherd boy, the story of Goliath. It's, if you like, a freedom-fighting story, David and Goliath. The Philistines are the arch-enemies of ancient Israel, 1,000 years before the birth of Christ. They're attacking the people of Israel, and they want to wipe them off the face of the earth. So they fight, and they're winning. There's no one who can take them on. There's no one who will fight against their champion. But David, we read how here comes David, the shepherd boy, a young lad who's never fought before. And David says, "Who will not fight for the armies of the living God against this heathen?" And there he was. He had courage to fight for freedom. There's the courage to preserve justice. If you're going to fight for something like freedom, there are going to be people who stand in your way. And you'll need courage to do that. We read, for example, in the scriptures, particularly in the Old Testament again, those who spoke up for justice, and prophets of ancient Israel like Amos and Micah, who went to the rulers of the people and said, "You're treating the people as if they're nothing more than flesh and blood, as if they're packages of meat that can be trampled on and sold. You can't do that." And they challenged them. They said, "In the name of Almighty God who created them, you can't treat people in this way." They spoke up. It was interesting, in part of American history, back in 1872, a lady called Susan Anthony, she did something that we think was just fairly normal. She voted in an election for a president. But she was very courageous. It was illegal back then for women to vote. They didn't have the vote then, back in 1872. She broke the law. But here was a lady who was determined to do that anyway. She was rejected by men. Many of the women were opposed to what she was doing. But she was very courageous. She was arrested, actually, for voting, and stood before the judge, and she said, "I plead guilty of standing up," she said, "for the rights of women who have not exercised these rights before." And she gave this sterling speech. So it took courage for Susan Anthony. And then much later, back in 1955, you've probably heard the story of Rosa Parks, who remained seated in her seat in the bus in Montgomery, Alabama. It was expected that a black person would rise up and give their seat, but there was no seat for a white person. So it took courage to do that. And so it does take courage for anyone, I guess, at school or at work, to stand up for what is right. I think that God is calling us to be people of courage, isn't he? People who will rise above the crowd and do what is necessary. There is trouble that we need to deal with. There are things that happen in our lives that sometimes we need courage. I think we need to know that God is with us. God said to Joshua, "Be strong and very courageous. Don't be dismayed or frightened. Why? Because I, the Lord your God, am with you. I will not fail you, and I will never forsake you wherever you go." And that was a promise that he needed to take with him. So sometimes it just needs to take a few, we need to take a few small steps, the courageous steps. So it's a good thing. Well, dear Lord, we thank you that we often struggle, but we know that in you we can have courage. You give courage. You give us a sense of being able to speak up on behalf of others. And we thank you that in the name of Jesus we can do this because of your great love. Help us, Lord, to stand as people of courage. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.